This is DSG Herald News. Around the world, governments are accelerating reforms, expanding digital access, and strengthening institutions to meet changing economic and technological demands. Across Africa, authorities are intensifying efforts against terrorism, financial crimes, and insecurity, while pushing policies aimed at stability and development. In Nigeria, the major developments in broadcasting, taxation, security, justice, and entertainment are shaping national conversations and affecting millions of citizens. The headlines. Nigeria launches free TV with more than 100 channels. Federal government rolls out new tax transition rules. Enugu Prophets faces EFCC probe over 70 million naira claims. Kogi court sentences convicted kidnapper to death. Kastina woman gets death sentence over bandit ammunition. Nollywood stars bid emotional farewell to Alex Ikubo. The full stories. Nollywood stars gather as Alex Ikubo is buried in Abia State. Nigeria's entertainment industry has bid an emotional farewell to one of its most recognizable faces. Popular Nollywood actor Alex Ikubo was laid to rest on Thursday in his hometown of Ojari in Arochukwu local government area of Abia State. Family members, friends, colleagues, and fans gathered for the final burial rites after several days of funeral activities. Abia State Governor Alex Oti, represented by his Chief of Staff, Pastor Caleb Ajaba, described the actor's death as a painful loss to the state, the Nigerian film industry, and millions of admirers worldwide. The burial followed a service of songs in Lagos and a wake keep at the family residence in Arochukwu. Several Nollywood stars, including Iniedo, Nancy Isime, Bimbo Ademoye, Ike Obunna, and A.Y. Makun, attended the ceremony. Many tributes focused on Ikubo's contribution to Nollywood, his support for younger actors, and his role in promoting Nigerian culture through film. His passing leaves a significant gap in one of Africa's largest entertainment industries. While the entertainment industry reflects on the loss of a major star, attention is also turning to new government policies expected to affect millions of Nigerians. Federal government unveils new tax transition guidelines. Nigerian tax reform program has entered a new phase. The federal government has released official transition guidelines for the implementation of the Nigerian Tax Act 2025, which took effect on January 1, 2026. Minister of Finance and Coordinating Minister of the Economy, Taiwo Oyedele, said the guidelines are designed to help taxpayers, businesses, and revenue agencies move smoothly into the new tax system. According to the government, tax liabilities, audits, investigations, and disputes relating to periods before January 2026 will continue under the old law. Returns covering accounting periods before the implementation date will also remain under the previous framework. However, all qualifying returns submitted from January 1, 2026 onward will be processed under the new regime. The government further confirmed that existing tax incentives and exemptions will remain valid until they expire. Officials say the transition plan aims to reduce uncertainty and improve compliance across the country's tax system. From economic reforms, we move to security and criminal justice, where courts and law enforcement agencies continue to pursue major cases across the country. Kogi court sends convicted kidnapper to death row. A high court in Kogi State has delivered a landmark judgment in a kidnapping case that shocked residents of Obajana. Justice Abdul Nicodemus Awulu sentenced Jibrim Halilu to death after finding him guilty of conspiracy and kidnapping in connection with the abduction and murder of hotel owner Uche Andrew Ofo. Court records showed that Ofo was kidnapped on March 23, 2023. His family later paid a ransom of 2.5 million naira in an effort to secure his release. Despite receiving the money, the kidnappers killed the victim. Investigators from the Department of State Services linked Lahalilu to the crime. Evidence presented in court showed that the victim recognized him as part of the gang while in captivity. Security officials say the conviction sends a strong message to the criminal network and reinforces ongoing efforts to combat kidnapping and violent crimes across Nigeria. Beyond kidnapping, authorities are also targeting the networks that supply and sustain armed groups operating across northern Nigeria. Katsina woman gets death sentence over bandit ammunition supply. A Katsina State High Court has sentenced a woman to death for her role in supplying ammunition allegedly destined for bandit groups. Justice A.B. Bawale convicted Hauwa Mokhtar on charges linked to conspiracy and terrorism-related activities. Prosecutors told the court that Mokhtar attempted to transport 438 rounds of 7.62 mm ammunition allegedly intended for a notorious bandit leader known as Ado, who operates in Zamfara State's Domburum Forest. Department of State Services operatives arrested her at Jibia Motor Park in September 2023 before she was formally arraigned. The court ruled that prosecutors proved their case beyond reasonable doubt. Security analysts view the judgment as part of a broader effort to dismantle the logistics networks that support banditry and terrorism in the Northwest. Authorities believe disrupting ammunition supplies remains one of the most effective ways to weaken armed groups responsible for attacks, kidnappings, and killings. Meanwhile, anti-corruption investigators are examining allegations involving religious influence, financial promises, and millions of naira collected from followers. EFCC probes Enugu prophets over alleged 70 million naira scheme. The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission has launched an investigation into a self-acclaimed prophet accused of obtaining millions of naira from church members through alleged fraudulent schemes. The suspect, Godwin Sunday Ajiluchukwu Chea, widely known as Prophet Sunday Koboko, is under investigation in Enugu State. EFCC spokesperson Dele Oyewale confirmed that investigators are examining allegations that more than 70 million naira was collected from followers through promises of miracles, prosperity programs, and investment opportunities. The case began after a petition filed by one of the alleged victims, Oke Owakwe, who claimed he paid substantial sums for spiritual services and investments-related promises that never produced results. Investigators say additional complaints have since come forward, bringing the total amount allegedly involved to about 70.39 million naira. The EFCC further alleges that products marketed as Holy Ghost Thunder, Miracle Stickers, and Spiritual Dragons were sold to followers with assurances of prosperity and solutions to personal challenges. Officials say the suspect will face prosecution if investigators establish sufficient evidence. Nigeria launches free TV with more than 100 channels. Nigeria has taken a major step toward expanding access to digital television nationwide. The federal government has officially launched Free TV Nigeria, a new digital broadcasting platform that will provide households with access to more than 100 television channels without monthly subscription fees. Director General of the National Broadcasting Commission, Charles Ebwebu, announced the initiative as part of Nigeria's Digital Switchover Program and President Bola Tinubu's Renewed Hope agenda. The platform will operate through satellite transmission, terrestrial broadcasting, and a dedicated mobile application. Officials say households with compatible DVB-T2 or DVB-X2 decoders will not need to purchase new television sets. Government planners expect the project to boost local content production and create jobs through production hubs planned for Lagos, Abuja, Port Harcourt, Enugu, Kano, and Benin City. Nigeria's final analog television switch-off remains scheduled for December 31, 2028, marking another milestone in the country's transition to a fully digital broadcasting future. Those are the top stories shaping our world right now. Around the world, nations continue to embrace reform, innovation, and institutional change. Across Africa, governments are intensifying efforts to strengthen security, improve governance, and drive development. Here in Nigeria, digital transformation, economic policy, criminal justice, and cultural milestones continue to shape the national conversation. At DSG Herald News, we remain committed to delivering verified facts, trusted reporting, and the stories that matter most. Stay informed. Stay ahead. For breaking news, special reports, and live updates, visit www.dsgradio.com. Subscribe to our platforms and follow DSG Herald News across all social media channels. Thank you.